The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. But you hear of war, you hear of wars and insurrections. Do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. But it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. Awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead you to your given testimony. Remember, you are not prepared your defense beforehand, but I myself shall give you your wisdom and speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of me, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. It would be difficult for us to understand the effect the temple in Jerusalem had on Jesus' contemporaries. It was the only high-rise building in Jerusalem. It could be seen as far as the walls. Some of its exterior was covered in gold, when it reflected the midday sun, even visitors from Rome were amazed. When Jesus predicted that it would be completely destroyed, he is saying that the world as they knew it would end. Indeed, those who first encountered Luke's gospel knew that this had occurred. They knew as well the Roman interpretation of the event, that the gods of Rome were stronger than the Lord of Israel, and the Jewish interpretation, that as its previous destruction, they themselves had sinned and needed to repent. Did Christianity have anything different? St. Luke thinks he does. Being Luke, we look at not only what he says, but how he says it. He first connects the destruction of the temple to other terrifying, disturbing, and potentially life-changing events. Wars and insurrections, earthquakes, famines, and plagues. These are mighty signs, but what? Although they may totally disrupt people's lives, they are then, as now, the background for those of earthly existence. Because of their powerful effects, we may think that literally the world was coming to an end, and that prophets must come in Jesus' name. This denies God's freedom, but only he desires determines when the end truly comes. Jesus alone provides the punctuation to history. It is important to note that Luke also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And his second decision was to connect the two works. The Gospel tells us what to expect, and Acts shows that it has occurred. I will simply state the areas of fulfillment in Acts in this homily, but you may find the scriptural passages in the printed homily on our website. They will seize and persecute you. This happened to Peter and the other disciples almost immediately after the ascension. Hand you over to synagogues and prisons. While Peter and Paul spent their time in jail, and both were arraigned by religious authorities, Paul was tried by kings and governors. Although Paul was a highly educated man, Peter and Stephen were not. Yet they spoke with an eloquence that was truly divinely inspired. Jesus had already told his disciples that they would no doubt, and they would no doubt have already seen that he had failed in this with Jesus. Considered a prophetic act, taken seriously by both Jews and Gentiles. Luke would expect that this would predispose his audience to accept his conclusions. Followers of Jesus will be hated by the world, but they are beloved by God and will be saved and restored in the resurrection of the body. Literally, not a hair of their heads would be destroyed, as we saw in last week's reading. As he told us with the faithful servant, it is in following Jesus by living good and holy lives each day, here and now, that we will always and everywhere be connected to him. Let us remember the Beatitude. Blessed are you when they hate you, when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of God. It is one of the great paradoxes of our faith that the seemingly indestructible temples of stone and wood, protected by kings and armies, will dissolve. But the community of faith, the church of God in flesh and blood, will last as long